This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. U.S. Department of Justice awarded the state $1.3 million to support the victims and community of the 2025 Evergreen High School shooting. In the September 2025 incident, two students were shot and injured by another student at the school who then took his own life. Federal officials yesterday said the funds will be used to provide counseling to the victims, reimburse the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office for overtime pay, and provide a trauma recovery coordinator at Evergreen High School. Democratic Congresswoman Deanna DeGette's bill to fund Down syndrome research is headed to the House floor. It was part of a number of bills that passed in a congressional committee yesterday. DeGette says the research helps us learn about Down syndrome and many co-occurring conditions.
It puts science and inclusion in front of politics, and it benefits everybody living with Down syndrome and their families.
She notes that much of that research is happening in Colorado. The bill passed out of the Energy and Commerce Committee on a unanimous vote. A seasonal creek that flows every spring in Great Sand Dunes National Park is not showing up the way it usually does. The Medano Creek forms from melting snowpack in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. This year's dry winter means seeing the water requires at least a mile hike from the main parking lot, or maybe further. Medano Creek typically peaks this time of year with an average flow of 40 cubic feet per second. Current data show that number is less than 2. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.